Psachim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, 3-4. In this Mishnah, we are asking the question of what happens if you have three women who want to bake their matzahs in a single oven, and the oven is only big enough for one matzah at a time. So may they all commence the kneading of their dough in preparation of their matzahs simultaneously, or should we be concerned that since there'll be like a line waiting to get your matzah inside the oven, that in the interim, their dough will become leavened and therefore become usur. So the Mishnah says, Rabban Gamliel Omer, Shalosh Nashim Lashos Kachas. Rabban Gamliel says three women could knead simultaneously. Va'ofos Batan Rechad, Zuachazu. And then they can bake their matzahs in their oven, one after the other, meaning the other two women have to wait their turn, and we're not concerned even that the third woman in line, her dough would become chametz in the time that she's waiting. We're not concerned about that because, if you recall, we say that dough takes the amount of time it takes to walk a mill before it becomes leavened. The Bar Tanur, like the Rambam, says that's 24 minutes. We paskin 18 minutes, but the point of Rabban Gamliel is that 18 minutes is a long time, and there's plenty of time for all these women to get their doughs in the oven, and no one's dough is going to come to chametz, and there's nothing to be worried about. V'cham omrim shalosh nashim oskos b'batzek, achas lasha v'achas arechas v'achas ofa. Chacham say nothing doing. We're not going to let that happen because we're afraid that they won't arrange things properly and dough will come to become leavened. And therefore, we say they can't start all at the same time. They have to stagger their commencement of the kneading. And since there are sort of three phases to the process of manufacturing matzah, you have step one, which is the kneading, that's called lisha, or lasha in the Mishnah, she kneads. And then the second stage is the oreches, it's the arranging of the little matzah loaves. You might imagine that as cutting the squares and rolling the rolling pin to make the holes, but that's probably not what it looks like in the time of the Mishnah. But that doesn't make the point is you have to take the batch of dough and arrange it into the shape that you want it to be shaped for your matzah. That's called the oreches when she arranges it. And then finally you have the afia, the baking, or as the Mishnah says, ofa, she bakes it in the oven. So the chum say you have to stagger it, that first Mrs. A starts with the kneading, and when she finishes kneading, and she'll go on to the second stage of being arranging oreches, then Mrs. B will start her lisha, her kneading, and then when Mrs. B finishes her kneading, then Mrs. B can go on to doing the arranging, Mrs. A can go on to the baking, and Mrs. C can commence with her kneading. And in that way, no one's sitting around idle, and then nothing will go wrong, and no other doughs will come to be chametz. In other words, the chum are saying, you can't do it all at once, you have to stagger it out. Rabbi Kiva Omer, lo kol ha-nashim v'kol ha-eitzim v'lo kol ha-tanurim shavin. Rabbi Kiva is coming to explain the chacham shita, and he's saying, there's a reason why we're not going to be so lax about the whole process like Rabban Gamliel is, because even though it's true, under normal circumstances, 18 minutes, let's say, is a long time, and baking matzahs takes a few minutes, and therefore there's no reason to suspect that just three women, total two waiting in line, even the second one waiting in line, matzah will come to chametz. Rabbi Kiva says, listen, none of the thing works exactly like you think, and there could be bottlenecks in the process you didn't anticipate. Like, for example, lo kol hanashim, not all the women are equal, meaning some women happen to be very slow kneaders and move things slowly, and then, therefore, the gap of time could be longer than you expect. Similarly, Blokola eitzim. Not all wood is shoven. Not all wood burns, catches on fire as quickly, burns as well. Therefore, things might not go according to plan. And finally, lokola tanurim shoven. Not all ovens are equal. Some ovens cook and bake faster than others, and therefore things could go wrong. So Rabbi Kiva's point is simply, you can't just make a blanket rule that three women could definitely start at the same time, because sometimes the process takes longer than you expect. Different stages are not what you'd expect them to be. Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, meaning like the Chachamim, that they would have to start in a staggered way, one after the other. Now, really, the next words here, according to the Bar Tanur, and everyone besides the Rambam, is like a new sentence. It's not Rabbi Akiva speaking, it's just a Stam Mishnah talking again. The Rambam has a slightly different girsa here. But anyways, like the Bar Tanur and everyone else, this is a new point here. We say Zeha Klal, there's a general principle. Tafach, if the dough that one's making into matzah begins to appear, it's getting ready to start inflating. So then you want to impede the chimutz, the leavening process. So what you do is tiltosh betzonen, the woman should wet her hands with cold water and then sort of use the cold water on her hands to rub over the surface of the dough, keeping the dough cold, because when you cool off the dough, that will impede the leavening process and keep the dough from becoming leavened even for a long time. So that's the rule, how you keep dough from expanding if it's sort of waiting to get baked, etc.